Final Panic Zone. I'm Steve Greer. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in the relentless pursuit of the truth. And I'll give it to you straight because somebody's got to do it. You're not getting that elsewhere now, are you? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, so someday soon that guy talking on the radio will just be a robot. Some AI invention of some jerk in communist China, like some high-tech Tokyo Rose. Yeah, it's for real. Number two, a brand new report reveals what we've always known. We just talked about it a bit. Masks have almost no impact on slowing and reducing infections of COVID-19. And number three, let's just cut the crap and get to the dirty little secret that is no secret at all right? President Joe Biden, he ain't all there. He ain't all there, my friends. To say he's lost a step would be grossly understating the seriousness what we're all witnessing. When we're allowed to look, that is. Joe Biden is in a downward spiral, mentally speaking. And we now know that Dr. Keith Ablo, a former contributor on Fox News and a good friend of Hunter Biden, close friend, in fact, talked with Hunter about his dad's dementia in emails found on the laptop from hell that he left at a repair shop in Delaware, 2019. In fact, they talked about it several times in emails. And all the way back in 2012, Dr. Ablo commented on the decline of Joe Biden's mental abilities and the signs that he was suffering from dementia and it was destroying his mind. That was 9 years. 9 years before he took the oath of office. It is remarkable. And when it comes to dementia, it really is hard to compete with Joe Biden these days. I mean, yesterday, you have to hear this. If you have not heard this, you need to pay attention. Yesterday, he claimed to have played a diplomatic role in the 1967 Six-Day War in the Middle East, when he was actually a student at Syracuse Law School. And while he was there, getting nailed for plagiarism. It's just another lie in a string of false stories. Or maybe he believes it. I don't know. Either way, it's not okay. It's not okay for the leader of the free world to talk about how he was involved in solving the Six-Day War in 1967. It's not okay. Can you imagine any other politician getting a pass from the mainstream media for so much fantasy? I don't even know if it's lying. Maybe he believes this. I don't know what goes on in his mind. I don't know that much at all goes on in his mind, actually. But here, listen to this.
I was saying to a couple of younger members of my staff before I came over, but the many times I've been to Israel, I said, not all of a sudden I realized, God, you're getting old, Biden. I have known every prime minister well since Golda Meir, including Golda Meir. And during the Six-Day War, I had an opportunity to, she invited me to come over because I was going to be the liaison between she and the Egyptians about the Suez and so on and so forth.
Right. During the Six-Day War, she just picked up the phone. Hey, Joe, can you come on over? Nothing going on here. We're just fighting for the survival of our nation. And can you take care of this Suez thing for us? I mean, you're a 24-year-old college kid. I'm sure you'll have this. No problem. And his staff, meanwhile, yesterday behind the curtain, is gasping for breath because they're shocked again by President Gump. Because President Gump has been everywhere and done everything, apparently, including being a liaison for Golda Meir in 1967 to help end the Six-Day War, because she just called him, hey, Joe, I know you're just a college kid, but in 5 years you'll be elected to the U.S. Senate, so could you come over and help me out? Now, In fairness, I may be picking on Joe Biden a bit too much lately when it comes to his cognitive abilities or lack thereof. And when I say that, I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi explain yesterday how things are going with a current piece of legislation aimed at China and China's human rights abuses and the Chinese Communist Party's abuses of human beings. I'll let Nancy explain. Here it is.
House, it's the McGovern bill. It's a stronger bill than the. It's a bill that we could have freestanding, or a bill that is in the Eagle Act that is part of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr. Kendrick Meeks, no, Gregory Meeks, Bill, Kendrick. We're all very sad about losing Carrie Meek this week, so I referenced her son. But the chairman Meeks bill in the House, so we will have that. But you see, in a defense in a bill, whether it's in the whatever that thing's called that they have in the Senate, or in a DOD bill, the Senate does not have the right to have a revenue or an appropriations matter.
Do you have any idea at all what she was talking about? Any clue, any scintilla of an idea of what she was babbling about? No? Interesting, because neither does she. All right, back to President Gump, because here's another story Joe Biden has been telling lately that is patently false. And anyone with any sense would say, hey, Mr. President, sir, you obviously forgot your medication this morning again. And I think you soiled yourself again. What does that smell? Ugh. Play it.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
No, that's great.
But anyway, I only did it for part of a summer.
Oh, okay.
But I got my license to do it.
I drove a tractor trailer. Really? Until you got a call from Golda Meir to go work out the 6-day war because she needed your help as a college kid? Is that when you drove the tractor trailer, Joey? That's good, Joey. Here's your warm milk, buddy. All right, just... Here's your warm milk, buddy. All right, good. Good, good. You want some graham crackers today, Joey? I'm laughing here, but I am scared to death. This guy is the commander-in-chief. This is the guy that if Russia runs over the border with Ukraine, that is supposed to make a decision about what to do next. This is the guy that if China decides to invade Taiwan, that is supposed to make a decision about what to do next. This is the guy that walks around with the nuclear football in tow. That is frightening. Oh, yeah, Golda Meir called me and I went over after I was driving an 18-wheeler. Jill, do your job. Get him his medication when he's supposed to have it, would you please? You have about 335 million people counting on you to make sure that we live through this presidency. Thank you. It's frightening, isn't it? Good God. Quick break. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to gomuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. Gomuskox.com. That's gomuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. want to snuggle, dot, 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 JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Notcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.